Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Did you know Amazon provides ways of working that fit your lifestyle? They know you value your time outside of work, juggling family, school, friends, or other activities. That's why they offer a variety of shifts that work for you. There are full-time, part-time, and even temporary opportunities that can work with your schedule, with great starting pay and sign-on bonuses. If you want a career that fits and adapts to your lifestyle, head to Amazon.com/apply. Amazon is a proud equal opportunity employer.
From the Berkshires to the Sound, from wherever you live in MLB America, this is Inside the Parker. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the scoop on Major League Baseball. Now here's Baseball Hall of Fame voter number 103, Rob Parker.
Welcome into Inside the Parker. I'm your host, Rob Parker. And you know, baseball news has been breaking all over the place. We're only doing monthly podcasts until the baseball season kicks back, but we had to do a special edition podcast about all the cheating scandals and punishments, so we'll dive into that all over baseball. Plus, Boston Globe Red Sox beat writer Julian McWilliams will stop by. He'll give us some insight to the Alex Cora firing in Boston. That and much more. Let's go!
Batter up.
To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep him up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball.
Number one.
Stop the noise about Major League Baseball going soft. Major League Baseball did what it had to do. Bravo to Commissioner Rob Manfred, because it ain't an easy thing to deal with a cheating scandal. We've seen the NFL go soft on the Patriots a couple of times, including when Bill Belichick got caught. He wasn't even suspended. It was just a fine. So people are saying that baseball kind of, you know, took it easy on the Astros. I'm not buying into that at all. I think they did what they had to do, which was to suspend the general manager and the manager who basically let, you know, what was going on go on without doing anything to stop it. And then the Astros followed up on those one-year suspensions and then said, you know, both of these guys, including the manager, A.J. Hinch, is out. They're fired. And they hurt them in the draft. Next year and the year after, they're going to lose a number of top draft picks. That hurts an organization. So people who are poo-pooing draft picks, do not kid yourself. And there's a $5 million fine. I get it. There's a lot of money involved. And as far as taking it easy on the owner, I just don't know what baseball. You got to remember, it's their game, these owners, how much he really knew about what was going on. And what could you do? Do you want to take the team away from them? And the notion of taking the championship away from the Astros, I've never been in favor of that kind of stuff. I get what people want. You know, they want them to vacate it, not give it to the Dodgers, but just say nobody won that year. Here's my only problem. If knowing what pitch is coming is so good and it helped them win the World Series for sure, how come they lost games? How come they didn't win every game during the regular season if they knew what pitchers were coming? So it ain't that easy. You know what I mean? I mean, it's definitely a benefit. It's definitely cheating. They need to be punished. But I'm not into taking away championships. I think the commissioner got it right.
Number two.
I'm not going to sit here and celebrate the Boston Red Sox for firing Alex Cora, their manager, even before the report comes down from Major League Baseball into the cheating investigation with the Red Sox. I just think that they were just doing the most obvious thing. You cut ties. You try to make the blow softer because they already know that Alex Cora was connected with the Astros fiasco and cheating scandal, so they don't really need to get the Boston side. They already know their manager was involved. He, according to the reports, are basically the ringleader and the brains behind it. So it is no surprise to me that Boston did what it did. And, you know, Alex Cora could wind up getting banned by Major League Baseball for being involved in two cheating scandals with two different teams. And it is just so crazy, obviously. The Astros won the World Series one year. Then he goes to Boston. They put up 108 wins, a franchise record, have their best season ever in baseball, and win a championship. So when you look at these two things, Alex Cora looked like he was totally involved and is going to pay a heavy, heavy price. I can't imagine him not being banned, and I can't imagine him getting another job as a manager in baseball.
Number three.
The New York Mets should fire Carlos Beltran. I know he was a fan favorite. I know they just hired him and he hasn't managed a game for the Mets. Sorry, he's connected with this cheating scandal in Houston. And he was a player and not a management person. But now to have a guy who was that involved, apparently, according to the reports, in this cheating scandal in Houston, and now he's supposed to be the face of your organization. It just doesn't feel right. It really doesn't. If I'm the New York Mets and given what's happened to Hinch and what's happened to Cora, I just think that it's just natural to want to have a manager not tied up in some sort of cheating scandal. One of the biggest cheating scandals in the history of baseball. And your manager, is this going to be a distraction? Is there going to be more stuff coming out? Questions about it? Will that be all they talk about at spring training rather?
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Then the Mets themselves. I think the Mets should think about this long and hard. Get in front of it. Talk about what your organization is supposed to be about doing it the right way, about playing fair and being honest. I don't know how Carlos Beltran could be the manager of the Metropolitans and people not look sideways at the Mets for not doing what the Astros did, for not doing what the Red Sox did. I'm sorry. Carlos Beltran has to go.
Get right to the romance and find the way to wow this Valentine's with 1-800-Flowers.com. From classic roses and bouquets to decadent chocolate-covered berries, gourmet treats, and more, surprise your Valentine with 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, get the 18-stem Enchanted Rose Medley for $39.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When Rob was a newspaper columnist, he lived by this motto. If I'm writing, I'm ripping. Let's bring in a writer or broadcaster, old or new.
All right, let's welcome to the podcast one of my favorite people, one of the big, bright baseball writing stars out there in the business, Julian McWilliams from the Boston Globe. He covers the Red Sox. Julian, welcome to the podcast.
What's up, Rob? Thank you, man. Thank you.
No doubt.
Glad to be here.
Man, I know it's crazy in Boston. Please tell me what What was the reaction in Boston first when the Red Sox decided to part ways? I know they try to say it nice, but basically they fired Alex Cora.
Yeah, basically. I mean, nobody wants to say that. And, you know, you, like, obviously you read the in between the lines. They had to get rid of him. Surprisingly, the fans knew, like, they had to get rid of him, right? Like, the fans weren't against getting rid of him. They were particularly on board for getting rid of him. But it's just a sad – you could tell, really, that the organization itself was sad because, like, realistically – Cora really didn't even need all that stuff. All his teammates and everything already raved about how much of a great science he was just with his eyes and how much of a baseball savant he was and all this stuff. So the organization knows they lost the big guy. I mean, look, he's responsible for Xander Bogaerts becoming what he is, Rafael Devers becoming what he is. Mookie Betts took the next step and became an MVP under him. So it's a huge void that they're going to have to fill, and the Red Sox know that for sure.
Julian, the problem I had with the statement that was released with Cora was that he didn't apologize for any wrongdoing in that statement.
Right.
How in the world could you put out a statement where you don't apologize for, hey, I'm sorry for my actions. I'm sorry I hurt the organization, the ball club, the franchise, the fans of Boston. None of that. Why not?
You know what? Now that you point that out, that's actually interesting. They said today that he was remorseful. He apologized for embarrassing the franchise, but I get it. You have to make that public statement.
Julian, how can you look at 2018 and talk about all the good stuff that happened? Franchise record, 108 wins, all these players blossom, and not feel like it was fraudulent or maybe helped or aided by the cheating scandal. How can you feel good about 2018?
Well, they kept saying, please, fans, keep your judgment until the actual investigation comes out. You know, they were kind of implying, they didn't say it, but they felt like they were implying that, you know, this investigation for them won't go through. But then John Henry made an interesting comment where he said, you know, we were surprised by what they found in the Houston thing, so we have to wait and see what comes out of this. But, you know, today when they were asked if they felt it was tainted, they said, no, absolutely not. Like, we won that fair and square. So they might know something that we don't know. But, you know, judging from Cora's past, I wouldn't be surprised by anything at this point.
Yeah. And the other thing is, what do you expect the punishment will be for Cora? I know it's speculation with the Red Sox, but if he did it for two franchises and tainted two of them, I think there's a chance that he could be banned, a lifetime ban. As far as managing, you think that's too harsh if they do find out that he did it both in Houston and in Boston?
I think that would be harsh, but I wouldn't be surprised at this point because if you remember, they had the Apple Watch incident, the Red Sox, and the commissioner came out and said, gave him a slap on the wrist and said, knock it off, don't do it again. And then you have the Houston situation where Houston cheats for a year, and that was kind of spearheaded by Cora. And then now you have this other allegation. So clearly he just slapped the commissioner in the face twice,
right,
saying that, like, you know, I'm going to do what I want to do. So the commissioner came down heavy on these guys. I wouldn't be surprised if it might be a lifetime ban. You never know. I mean, this impacted two World Series teams, right? If you think about it, like in the Dodgers, and it would be one thing if he did it with the Mets and the Mets didn't make the playoffs. No, teams went back-to-back World Series off of this. Now, If it has to do with them possibly giving him a lifetime ban, I wouldn't be surprised.
Last thing, I said earlier on the podcast that I believe that the Mets should fire Carlos Beltran, even though he didn't get any kind of punishment from Major League Baseball. But don't you think it's kind of weird that a team would put a guy out front and center who was involved in a pretty serious cheating scandal?
Right, and I think the fact that he was a player and they said all the players are granted immunity, I think that would be one thing that he can hold up to him and saying, look, I was a player at the time. But it comes down to trust, right? And I think going back to November when he was asked about the allegations that came out, he lied about it.
Right.
He lied about it. And that's the issue that I have. If he came out and said, look, I can't comment on this, Or I can't talk about this while the investigation is going on, that's one thing. But he blatantly came out and lied. And if you're a Mets culture where you're trying to change the culture around the Mets organization, we all know the culture around the Mets is bad. You have to probably fire this guy because, I mean, it comes down to a trust issue. And right now, you just can't trust him.
100%. His name, Julian McWilliams, the fine baseball beat writer for the Boston Globe. He covers the Red Sox. Julian, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining the podcast, bro.
Hey, thanks, bro. I appreciate it, Rob.
In the words of New York TV legend, the late Bill Jorgensen, thanking you for your time this time until next time. Rob Parker, out.
He can't get it. This could be an inside to Parker.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.
Thunderstruck. Adjective. Shocked and amazed by the power of fun on Carnival. Riding Bolt, the world's first roller coaster at sea, Brian got thunderstruck so hard his 93-year-old grandmother felt it 3,000 miles away in Nebraska and immediately booked a cruise.
Hooray!
Get thunderstruck starting at $289. Carnival. Choose fun.
Cruises are in U.S. dollars per person, double occupancy. Taxes, fees, and port expenses, additional restrictions apply. Full details on Carnival.com. Ships registry, Bahamas, Panama.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.